And as she said, Nigeria is hoping its new satellite will help the country and the continent move into the internet age. According to a new study, however, Africa's internet use is the lowest in the world. The report from the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa says the whole continent accounts for little more than 1% of global internet users. So how can Africa catch up and move forward? For more, I spoke with Vincent Oria, assistant professor of computer science at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and Thomas Cragg, director of technology for the website allafrica.com. He also co-wrote the book Wireless Networking in the Developing World.
I think it's fair to say that some of the statistics of access to the internet in Africa don't really convey the actual situation in Africa, because many people tend to share single internet connections using internet cafes in a way that we might not be used to in the West. And it's also worth noting that while the statistics are fairly low, the growth rates are fairly high.
Well, you know, I completely agree with you. I have traveled quite a bit in Africa, and there are people just crowding, queuing up for the internet cafes. And sometimes you can get great service depending on where you are, and sometimes you get terrible service and everything is slow as molasses. Let's turn to your website, allafrica.com. Obviously, you are communicating not just with the people who read you, but also with the news organizations that are sending you content. Do you have any troubles getting information from the people that you're posting articles from because of technology?
I mean, we've had to, over the years, develop some pretty sophisticated technologies to make sure that we can accommodate all the different situations. We get stories from over 120 different news organizations in Africa, and a lot of them have their own websites, and some of them don't, and essentially email us the stories. But there's a wide range. I think that's the hardest part, is that it's a very wide range of technological capabilities.
Vincent, you are now in New Jersey, but what about when you have visited the continent? You're originally from the continent. What kind of scenarios do you see for people accessing the internet?
The main thing was that not everybody has access to phones there. Here in the U.S., for example, local calls are free. There is not. So even when they have the phone, to connect to the internet, it's expensive. So that's why people go to internet cafes. The first thing is cost. I think it's still too expensive to be able to have free access to internet.
So people are priced out of the market. What about just availability? When I was in Zimbabwe earlier this year, the internet cafes were really almost impossible to use during daytime hours because the access was really slow. Do you have any sense of what technology is like in different countries? Is it significantly better in some, and what countries might those be?
I think if you go to North Africa or South Africa, the reason why the connections are not good in internet cafes is that all these connections are based on phone lines, whereas here you have specialized connections, which is not there right now.
Thomas, what about your experience? What parts of the continent tend to have better service and which parts have worse?
There's parts of West Africa and especially East Africa that are moving up fast. Uganda has a fairly reasonably priced satellite connectivity. Kenya and Tanzania are both involved in large projects to try and get both fiber optics into smaller towns and to use wireless to bridge that gap. But of course, as soon as you leave the cities in these countries, the speed of connectivity, if it's at all available, drops drastically.
Vincent, what do you think people want the most out of the internet on the continent? You're going to be having a conference later this year. Do people want to, for example, do business transactions? Do they want to stay connected to relatives? There are so many different reasons that people use technology in what's called the developed world. What about throughout Africa?
Yeah, I think that's true too, that people want to be able to do business. People want to be able to connect. And like, it's cheaper to send emails around than having to make a phone call. So there is that. And the second, you have business. And third is education in general. Like, people right now, you can find anything you want on internet, and most of the universities in the U.S. are putting their courses online. So having access to internet also means having access to knowledge in general. So all these people want that there. The only thing that is keeping them away is the cost and the infrastructure.
What about language barriers, Vincent? In many countries, a Western language like English or French will be the official language, but there's also languages that people speak at home with their families, and not everyone gets well-educated in English or French. What about the issues of language barriers and literacy when it comes to the Internet?
Yeah, that's true. But if they have the education and they can use a computer, they will be able to find some information on the Internet. But the people who are not educated, that will be difficult to get them to get the interest first. And even if they have access to Internet, they need someone or a device to translate the information into their native language for them to be able to understand what the page is about.
Thomas and Vincent, I'll leave you with this last question. Thomas first, what is the future of the Internet on the continent in terms of how people get it? Will people continue to use computers based in cafes? Will people start using wireless devices? When you look down the road, maybe 10 years, what do you see?
I think it's safe to say that there won't be a single solution. I think Internet cafes and sort of centralized connection points will be important for a long time to come, far beyond the next 10 years. But at the same time, mobile technologies are exploding, so cell phone coverage is becoming fairly ubiquitous in some countries in Africa. And as devices become cheaper and have more features, some of those mobile devices will take over some of the information access role that traditional computers have in terms of Internet. So I think mobile devices will be of huge importance in the next, they are already, but much more in the next 5 to 10 years.
Vincent, what do you see?
Yeah, I think the statistics doesn't say everything. If we take the growth in general, so per month or per year, how many people have access to Internet, we'll see that it's growing faster in Africa. As Thomas said, with mobile technology and also some countries like Ghana and all the other countries are trying to put in place some mobile devices, mobile technology, and try to improve the infrastructure, I think that the number of people having access to Internet in Africa will be growing.
Well, Vincent, Thomas, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye.
Thomas Craig is Director of Technology for the website allafrica.com. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Copenhagen, Denmark. And Vincent Oria is an Assistant Professor of Computer Science at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. He talked to us from his home in New Jersey. You can find more information about his upcoming IT conference in Kenya at our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.